This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. And we are back. We're back. We're back for season 6. Oh my goodness. 6 seasons. Your girl lasted 5 seasons and is on a 6th. And God continues to increase our capacity to do the work that is happening here at the Easy Breezy Life. I'm excited, y'all. Not excited. I'm excited because I know that everything that I have been through since the last time I talked to y'all is definitely preparing me for something great. Saints, there are so many things that have happened that I do not have the liberty of sharing with you, but what I can share are the lessons. And listen, my stressing means your blessing, because these little tidbits that I'm going to be giving you throughout season 6 are going to be short. They're going to be brief. They're going to be direct, because you know I don't know how to be all flowery with the words and extra words that don't really mean anything. I just want the point. So I'm going to guess that the people who are tuning in today from over 40 countries are a little bit like me. Y'all are busy. You're influencers. You're leaders. And so I want to give you just enough of what you need for the day so that you can go and be great, because time is of the essence, boo. And if I can give it to you in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, I'd rather do that. Okay. So I love you. Thank you in advance for honoring this new direction that we're headed in with the Easy Breezy Life. If we obey God as he leads us into a new season. And before I get into today's episode or today's lesson, I really want to shout out these new countries that I'm seeing on the map, because I see you. I see you. I see you, Cayman Islands. I see you, Norway. I see you, Cambodia. I see you, Republic of Korea. I see you, Japan. I see you, Poland. I see you, Russia. I see you, China. I wish that I could tell y'all what strategy it was. My strategy was obedience. My strategy was prayer. We do the work, God brings the harvest. And so I am grateful to him. I'm grateful to him. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in the Easy Breezy Life. And my prayer is that each and every one of you who are listening in will begin to seek God daily, so that God can be within you. Which, by the way, for the entire month of July and August, we did a Bible study series on our live Facebook page. I'm going to link to our Facebook page in the episode notes, and they're going to be resting in there for you to listen to forever and ever. This was me going through 2 books that have been instrumental in what God has done in my life. In storms, in valleys, in mountains, these books still stand and are still relevant. And those books are Principles to Live by Charles Stanley, as well as Lead Me Past These Lies by my good friend, author, and founder of The Immigrate Life, Beodun Dafrede. So check those out in the episode notes. And if you know that you are needing God, I want to encourage you to listen to and tune into the recordings of those particular Bible studies that we did all throughout the summer. This being said, our lesson for today is honor those in authority, and it shall be well with you. Let me tell you that I grew up in a household where I learned rebellion for survival. I learned rebellion to advance. I learned rebellion to be successful. I believe that my parents gave me and my siblings the very best that they had with the best that they knew how. I also want to say that sometimes, because I grew up in a West African household, patriarchy, tradition keeps us from celebrating certain gifts and talents when we see them in young girls and young women. And I fell victim to that on so many occasions. And I used grit, know-how, and just bulldozer power sometimes to get what I needed to get from my parents to become who I needed to be. However, as I became an adult, as I started to enter different spheres of influence, I found that that same strategy did not work. And how many of you know that what worked down there doesn't always work up here? And so as God started to tell me and tried to teach me that rebellion would not and could not work for me at the new level, I learned some very hard lessons. And here's what I'm going to tell you today. God honors authority. He don't care if that authority is trifling. He don't care if that authority does not care about people. His expectation of us when he puts us in a place is that even in the worst of situations, that we find a way to honor authority. And that honor is even when we are speaking against something that is happening that is terrible or injustice. And it doesn't mean that we don't speak up, right? Because when we see in the Old Testament, Moses was specifically used to speak against Pharaoh, but God gave him instructions. And there was a certain way that Moses was to speak to Pharaoh until God decided to send the plague. I remember going through circumstances and situations where I felt that there was an injustice and never getting the release to speak out. The thing about God is that he is so merciful is that he will give people opportunity after opportunity to shift and choose a new decision before he strikes down with judgment. He's a merciful God, even to the most trifling of us. That's what I've learned. But I have also learned that in the midst of him asking us to endure certain situations, circumstances that we find unfair, that we find unruly, we are heaping up blessings for ourselves. We are heaping up honor for ourselves. We are heaping up open doors for ourselves. There are some things that I really wish I didn't have to suffer in the name of honoring authority. But because I did, I saw God show up for me. And I want to encourage you today, if you have nothing nice to say, do your best to be silent unless you are positive, positive through prayer. And keeping yourself at the cross, be at the foot of the cross, saints, that God has told you it is time to speak out. Because if you speak out too soon, if you speak out too late, if you speak out of turn, it might be tragic for you. So do your best. Honor those in authority. If you can't say something nice, girl, be silent. Ask God for guidance in those moments and seasons when you feel like it ain't fair. He's got a plan. He's got a plan. And as an woman of the easy breezy life, you are certainly part of his plan, and I want to see you excel. Okay? I love you. God bless you, and I'll see you next week for another life lesson and tip from your girl Sada Star here at the Easy Breezy Life. Don't forget, like, share, tell a friend, right? That's love. I'm doing this for you for free. The least you can do is tell a friend about what we're doing here at the Easy Breezy Life. I want you to be part of our newsletter so that you can be ready for some amazing things that are coming down the pike in January by the grace of God. Okay? Bye-bye.